A Florida airport says goodbye and good riddance to its advisory board. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Mike Whaley, who has been an activist for quite a while now on behalf of the Valkaria Airport in Brevard County, Florida, along the Space Coast. And a big story involving the airport recently was the dissolution by the Brevard County Commission of the Valkaria Airport Advisory Board. We're here to talk a little bit about the highly entertaining history of this particular political body and what it means to have it gone now. Mike, thanks for taking some time out for us today.
Oh, no problem at all, Paul. Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, refresh our listeners. It's been quite a while since we talked on what your role has been in advocating for the airport.
Well, I guess it's for me personally. I'm just your average muckraker with email and a little web design knowledge.
don't run yourself down. Somebody with very similar credentials came up with Aero News.
Back in my college days, I was talking to Jim Campbell a couple times, and maybe it gave me a little aviation bent way back in the day.
Right.
But certainly there's been a lot of players, and one of the interesting things I've seen in this whole saga is there's been a lot of people from years and years ago that have been trying, and just when they were more involved perhaps than some of them are now. I think the political landscape at the time really made it difficult to impossible to have much of a chance to actually get done what we needed to get done, which was either fix or get rid of the Valkaria Airport Advisory Board, or the Valkaria Anti-Aviation Board, as we kind of started to refer to it lately.
Well, and now back to your relationship to the airport, though. Are you hangered there?
I'm actually a student pilot. I'm a member of the EAA chapter 1288 there, and not a full-fledged pilot yet. But I personally took the view that, you know, if we don't stand up for this, then, well, that airport, you know, it's got enough pressure from these anti-airport people around it. There may not be an airport to learn to fly at. So that's kind of how I got involved. And some of the other people there, you know, kind of just got sick of all the lies and the threats and attacks and all the stuff that was going on. So and certainly our airport manager, Steve Browski, he's really been a huge driving force there, because he kind of came in from a perspective of, I want to make this the coolest little airport around. And he had the right combination of, I guess, personality, skills, experience, and thick skin, if you will, that he was willing to see that through. So it was really a whole lot of factors coming together. It wasn't, I couldn't even really point to one specific thing that led to this.
Let's go back and talk about the history of this dispute between the members of the advisory board and the airport itself. Because, you know, when I think of an airport advisory board, I think of people who are generally speaking aviation friendly, or at least have an interest in maintaining the viability of the airport. How did this turn into a repository for every crank who wanted to see the thing shut down?
It's a very weird situation. The long and short of it, we could go on for hours and hours, which I know we don't have on the causes, but it really amounts to one guy who, for whatever reason, he wanted to put up a large antenna about a mile directly in line with at the time, an active runway. And he wanted to put up, I think it was a 250-foot antenna. The FAA told him no, of course, and rather than look for something else to do at the time, he told all his friends, if it's the last thing I ever do, I'm going to shut that airport down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically, ever since, he and his live-in partner, she's joined him in this jihad. I don't know a better word for it. And it's really weird, because along that road there's a whole most or at least a majority of the movers and shakers in their little anti-airport group live right next door to them, and they're not even really on the approach path now. The runway they were in line with actually is the ramp and hangars now.
Mm-hmm.
So their whole life has become dedicated to trying to hurt the airport and everybody associated with it, which has now spread to the county government. They're constantly, just to give you an example, our airport director, Steve, he was just awarded the Florida DOT's Aviation Professional of the Year,
mm-hmm.
which we're very proud of Steve for that. Part of the reason I've heard through other sources, kind of through the grapevine, is that, they kind of wrote Valkyrie off because of over the years so much opposition has come up, and they figured it was just sort of a matter of time till it was gone, or they had to step in and threaten to take it back or something like that. So they were just sort of sitting back, and so they've been so impressed by his efforts on behalf of the airport that they decided, oh, he should get this award out of all the people at all the airports in Florida. These people have gone so far, they're harassing FDOT and the FAA and doing Freedom of Information Act, trying to track down all the documentation that made them get the award. That's how vindictive these people are. They're just nuts because he got an award for being a good airport manager. So it's been a real uphill battle, and, it's just, I hate to say it, but, it really does come down to there's no logical explanation for the actions of these people, because they act like crazy people, and everybody who's ever met them that I've ever talked to thinks that they are.
Well, before I need to take a break here, but when we come back, it would be easy to casually observe that maybe with the airport advisory board out of the way now, the climate can change. But actually, I think the fact that the airport advisory board was dissolved suggests there already has been some climate change, at least on the county commission, and I want to talk to you about that.
Sure thing.
My guest is Mike Whaley, who is a student pilot in Florida and who has been an advocate for the Valkyria Airport in Brevard County. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Mike Whaley, who is an advocate for the Valkyria Airport in Brevard County in Florida along the Space Coast. The Airport Advisory Board was recently dissolved by the Brevard County Commission, and we're talking about some of the ramifications of that. Mike, the Airport Advisory Board had become a place where anti-airport activists were looking for appointments, and now the board has been dissolved. That tells me that at least by a 3-2 margin, your county commission is starting to see the value in an airport that, from all reports, has been pretty much lying fallow since about the early 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. It's never been closed. One of the commissioners made that claim, but it's always been open since, 1959. That being said, it certainly had a lot of ups and downs and, certainly been neglected. In fact, one of the statements that was made at the meetings leading up to the dissolution of this board was one of the board members, a pro airport board member, was out there and he, a plane taxied by and he got hit by pieces of the ramp that blew up, from the propeller.
Right.
And so, and that's, you know, the anti-airport folks that have been on and off the board, for so many years have, that's what they wanted. They didn't want to kill it. They knew, I think they knew, you know, they couldn't actually close it down completely, but what was even better to them, let's strangle it, not let any grant money come in, from the FAA or FDOT or anyone else and just, you know, do the bare minimum, and a lot of times even less than that.
Right.
And so, I guess it was about 2007, I think it was August of 2007, we got a new master plan, which was a large mountain to climb in and of itself. We had 15 public meetings for that, mostly because the, you know, the bad guys always scream about sunshine law and no public input and blah, blah, blah. So they took great, great efforts to make sure that, you know, that wouldn't be true. They don't, they still say it, but certainly, no reasonable person thinks that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a good master plan. It keeps the airport, in harmony with the community. You know, it's basically just bring it up to, you know, same standards you'd expect to find at any airport.
Right.
And then, you know, it has a plan for the things like T-hangers and, you know, keep the, basically make it self-supporting, which it is. It's not actually drawing money out of the county coffers. It stands alone. So once the master plan got through, basically, and again, part of it is, you know, certain commissioners got elected who, you know, weren't viciously anti-airport. And so that really, you know, set the stage. Because they looked at the financials and said, hey, why are we having all this controversy over this little airport whose budget is, I think it's like $800,000 total? You know, they basically had bigger fish to fry, and yet the Valcarra Airport was the, they spent more time on that, than they did on the whole county budget, probably just listening to people yell and scream about the airport, mm-hmm. with things that they knew were just not true.
Right.
And so I think, in a way, a lot of the commissioners, you know, that we have now, basically just got fed up with it and said, what's going on down there? And it came to pass that they were made to realize, that it was basically, you know, about five people or so that were doing all the anti-airport activity. And they realized that all the stuff they had been fed over the years was completely untrue. You know, so it's a lot of this really came about when the pilots just got so fed up. Instead of walking away in disgust, they stuck around and said, every time somebody told a lie, said, no, this isn't true. And they made sure that, you know, the commissioners and the people in charge knew that.
Well, let's look ahead to the future now, because obviously it's a little brighter than it was 3 weeks ago. The last time we talked, I think you told me that there was a waiting list in the area of something like 400 prospective tenants for hangars. Is there been any effort made to recruit those folks or get them on your waiting list?
I know the there's a third T hangar. There's two there now. There's a new one, and I believe it's 20 new T hangar spots are being built. Scheduled to be done around the first of the year, maybe a little bit plus or minus a little. You know, it's construction projects. So you always have permits and stuff that sometimes don't go through as fast as you want.
Right.
Certainly, I know Valcarra, last I heard, there was well over 100 people just at Valcarra, and that's not counting the several other airports that have people on the list that, you know, very well may be willing to drive to Valcarra. You know, to hangar their plane instead of keep waiting where they are. So,
right.
So the hangars are going through as per the master plan. So that's a big thing. You know, ultimately there's going to be more and more hangars as people come in, but you know, you got to balance that versus the economy and how many people really are moving in and stuff like that. So, but it's a good first step because, getting a new set of hangars, even say a couple years ago, was almost, you know, hard to imagine with the climate that was going on then.
All right. Well, keep us posted on the details, Mike. And again, thanks for your work on behalf of the airport And we will hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay. Hopefully it'll be a very positive thing, and it won't be, you know, fighting the idiots. It'll be, you know, good airplane stuff. You know, some of the guys out there, their own airports, I've heard from a lot of them that, you know, it's a, you know, it helps them to know that there's success somewhere else, and it's helped us to know other people have had successes locally. So just hope everybody kind of keeps the faith and just keep at it.
My guest has been Mike Whaley. Tomorrow we'll talk with Steve Borowski, who is the airport manager at Valkyria Airport. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.